Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, participating in the holy priesthood of sacrifice. The story in today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 9 verses 1 through 8 references the Christian priesthood that Jesus was initiating. As our high priest, he revealed the priesthood's authority to heal, which is the anointing of the sick, and to forgive sins, confession. Our Catholic priests come from an uninterrupted line of ordination that goes back to the apostles to whom Jesus gave, in person, this authority. This is what gives priests of the original church, Catholicism, the ability to make the sacraments effective and real and miraculous, regardless of whether they are holy men or sinful. In the first reading from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1b through 19, Abraham foreshadowed this priesthood. He offered a sacrifice as a gift to God in obedience to the calling he had been given by God. Although he didn't kill his son, the knife raised above his son showed a willingness to give up everything for the Lord, and this was the true sacrifice. When the priest at Mass raises the bread and wine, before it becomes Christ's body and blood, above the altar, he represents all of us who are willing to give up everything for God. This is why the bread and wine are brought to the altar by members of the congregation instead of from the back closet or sacristy. What are you willing to give up? And what are you clinging to that should be sacrificed for the sake of doing the work of God? Very often, God is only looking for our surrender, our willingness. He doesn't always take what we offer, as we see when he stopped Abraham from killing Isaac. God provides the substitute sacrifice to help us let go without losing. When we do experience losses, if they are offered to God, they become a time of rising up and walking forward, a time of healing with great pain. We gain a greater intimacy with God. The ram that God provided to us is found in the thicket of our thorny pain. We discover that the true sacrifice was not what we had to give up. The true sacrifice is the attitude of letting go. We gain much from this, because trying to hold on to anything that is not God Himself holds us back from receiving everything that God wants to give us. Whenever the gifts of the altar are presented during Mass, we can mentally place our losses into the bread basket and the wine carafe. We can also put into it whatever we're afraid of losing, the material possessions that we hold tightly, and the bad attitudes that we don't want to change. The priest will offer these to God upon the altar by saying a prayer of sacrifice on our behalf. Prior to coming to Mass, we should always do an examination of conscience to identify our recent venial sins. Grave or mortal sins which have been killing our relationship with God need the healing graces that are provided in the sacrament of confession. During the penitential rite at the beginning of Mass, we should offer our sins to God and mentally place them on the altar. God blesses such sacrifices. He is very pleased with our willingness to let go.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.